So, when I speak about the heart, I'm not speaking about your feelings, your emotions. You do feel deeply with the heart, but you think deeply there as well. When I speak of the heart, I'm talking about the place where Christ dwells in you by faith, the center of you, the core place inside where you are your most true self. Okay, you may be thinking, Stacy's nuts. You may have been taught that the heart is deceitfully wicked. Well, that's from Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Yes, the heart is wicked before salvation. But when a person believes in her heart that Jesus is the Son of God come to save her, and she surrenders herself to God, giving him his rightful place in her heart, she gets a new one. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. See, God knows where the problems lie, and he's come to deal with them. He knows we need his help to live well and to love well. He knows our fallen hearts are deceitfully wicked, and he made arrangements for them to not stay that way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you become a Christian, you get a new heart. As believers with new hearts, we still struggle with sin. Yes, we are called to crucify our flesh every day, but we are not called to crucify our heart. We are called to guard it. So, to begin, your heart matters most to God. Your heart needs protecting. You need to be nice to it. We can be so mean to ourselves, can't we? We say things to ourselves that we would never say to another human being. We can be harsh. We see our flaws clearly, but it's much more difficult to see our goodness, right? Well, here's the thing. You need to be kind to yourself so that you will be kind to others. Because the way you treat your heart is the way you will treat everyone else's. That's how it works. I recently had the honor and the sorrow, yes, at the same time, of being at the memorial service for my friend's 24-year-old son. The service was holy.